Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Clear Vista Financial are not affiliated. Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions.
Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of the Spend Life Well podcast. We are glad that you joined us today. In the podcast studio, I've got my partners here. We've got Matthew Boudreau.
Hello, everybody.
Jesse Hamilton, the summer intern.
Hey, how's it going?
Jesse's actually really smart. We don't want to relegate him down to an intern, but he's a smart intern. We're glad he's here.
Well, thanks.
So today we're going to, you know, things, guys, are kind of uncertain. We're sitting around as we record this. We're waiting on school districts to decide if they're going to actually open campuses. We're waiting for sports to decide if they're going to have sports in the fall. And the economy is, unemployment's high. We've got rising cases of COVID-19, and man, there's a lot of stuff going on, So we wanted to visit with you today a little bit about what do you do with your money in uncertain times? And in fact, today we're really going to focus on things not to do with your money in uncertain times. We've all seen folks do things with their money in these times where you want to raise an eyebrow, right? You know, like, Wasn't there a song that said things that make you go, hmm?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. Is that Salt and Pepper?
No, it's not Salt and Pepper. But
I don't remember. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about things that we're going to talk about, what mistakes that people make when they let their finances be controlled by their emotions. And so we're overwhelmed with so many unclear situations where it's things are up in the air. We don't know what to do. There's too many variables. Have you ever been in that situation, Jesse, where there's just too many things to decide?
Absolutely.
And you don't know where to go first. So it's almost like you're in a state of paralysis, except we often see folks that get emotional about their money make knee-jerk reactions. And we'll talk about some examples in a moment. But Matt, what's the first thing we want people to really avoid?
The first thing is just don't respond out of fear. I think with everything going on, it brings the unknown. It brings just a lot of fear out of people. They pay attention to the news, and you just hear nothing but negativity. And so in that mode, a lot of money mistakes can be made because of the uncertainty. And I think the first thing, the first battle really is the fear part. Rationality isn't very clear during the time. People don't act rational when fear is looming over their head. We just want to encourage you to try and have God's perspective over it. You know, use this time for a better purpose. Don't let your decisions be based on that fear. And we'll remind you right now of Luke 14:27. It says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world do I give this to you. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and don't let them be afraid." And so we need to hold on to that just with the confidence and let that just bring a peace, especially before we tend to make our financial decisions.
Matt, I know the scripture, but that's really hard to do. I mean, there might be a few things that the world tells us we should be afraid of. Right?
More than a few, yeah.
I mean, I hope the recording's coming through fine because I am wearing my surgical mask to do this podcast. So, like, we all know what those are, right? Mm. There's lots of things that we can be concerned about. But I think the scripture reminds us that we are to have peace in God's presence. Even though the world may be crumbling around us, there's riots everywhere and statues coming down and people getting sick, the lines at the hospital are long. Oh, man. So I'm glad you shared this scripture with us because I need a reminder of that every day.
Yeah, post it up on your mirror or whatever you look at every morning.
So don't react. Don't respond out of fear. Get the facts before you make decisions.
Yeah, and think about, you know, some of the things that you just mentioned, the headlines, whatever you see, whatever footage you see on the news, the extreme reactions that really is a lot out of anger. That's all rooted in fear.
I would argue that when God moves, he does not do it out of haste and I feel like as a spiritual discipline, moving quickly is something that you should always avoid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit on it.
That's hard to do, and gotta make a decision, gotta make it now.
Yeah exactly. It's not easy.
So what else, Matt?
All right, number two, don't focus on what you cannot control. You know, we cannot control the Fed. We cannot control the stock market. We cannot control unemployment. But you can control what God puts in your hands for us to be a steward with. You know, back to the financial talk, we use our budget, we use our spending plan, all of the things that we have come up with and organized and use as a planning mechanism. With all this, all the things swirling around us that generate some of the fear that we just talked about, we need to go back to that plan. You know, and I know we talk a lot of different episodes is just basic financial planning rules. Live within your income. You know, give. Focus on paying down the debts. Set aside the savings and emergency fund.
What about if COVID has significantly impacted your budget and your plan?
Well, that may you have to go back to square one and redefine your plan and reset that plan. And we're helping a lot of people do that right now. But still, you're controlling the things that you have control over.
Well, and going back to the, you know, the initial point that we made about not responding out of fear and also trying to don't worry about the things you can't control. If you're in a situation where you've lost a job or someone in your household's lost a job and that's dramatically impacting the situation, the first thing you got to do is stop.
Yeah.
Don't react. Don't make decisions on a whim. And you don't want to deviate from that long-term plan. You have to stop and assess where you are. Now, we work with hundreds of families every year, and 99.9%, and I'm being generous with the 0.1% that I'm giving up here, 99.9% of all the families that we talk to do not know exactly what they are spending every month.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not putting them down or anything, but the point is that we live paycheck to paycheck, even though we may make more money than we need, we still don't know. So stop, assess. What are your expenses? What are the priorities? We don't want to lose the house, so mortgage has got to be up there towards the top, right?
How specific are you talking here?
As far as, help me understand.
Well, I don't know exactly.
Well, as far as prioritizing those things, yeah.
Yes.
You've got to be specific. You need to know where every dollar is going out of your household budget. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you spend it, you need to know it. Jesse, I don't care where you spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You and Emily can go out to eat every night if you want to. It's your money. All right? But you need to know where every dollar is going. And so that's all I'm saying is a lot of families don't know where every dollar is going. We need to, when you get in a crisis especially, it forces us to take a step back and say, okay, where do I stand? And that may be a scary concept for some people because there are going to be some surprises.
Well, if you don't know, you may be spending money that you don't have.
But it's another thing that we can, if we know, then we can eliminate the fear problem. Because part of the fear arises when we don't really know what we're spending. And we put it off looking at what we're spending because we're afraid of what we're truly spending. You can eliminate and help address some of that fear by just simply stopping, figuring out what it is you're spending so you know what you have to do, okay? And so I encourage you to do that. You know, as you're prioritizing your expenses, you need to know what you're spending. When we tell people to focus on a budget, and this is probably another topic for an entire podcast, is about, you know, managing your spending and just understanding what it is that you're spending. We make all our families that are going through a budgeting course that we have or we're helping them with their spending, it's just simply write down what it is they're spending. Now, a lot of us, we can download it off our debit cards or whatever, but maybe we spend a lot of cash, not in the last 6 months, but because there is no cash anywhere. There's no change.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to know where every dollar is going. That turns the whole conversation and taints that fear and just puts it, you know, upside down and on its head to say, okay, I'm in control of the money that I've been entrusted with as a steward, not the other way around. Because when you don't know what you're spending, money's in control of you. Okay? So focus on what you don't focus on what you can't control. Focus on what you can.
Yep, that's a good one. And here's number three, and this may be hard for some of us. Don't watch the daily news headlines. Don't pay attention to social media 24/7. And don't pay attention to the movements in your investment accounts. So why is that? Why does the news extremify everything? Why do they sensationalize everything they post? They want the ratings. They want the reaction. They want people to talk about what they reported on so people will click on the link and visit their website or click on their post. They want panic. It is absolutely detrimental to our decision-making process to focus on some of the things that may be not even true.
I took a class in college that was journalism. Don't ask me why I was in the class, but I think I needed some credits for something, and so I signed up.
I took it too.
You took it too?
Yes.
You didn't have the same professor I did. We talked very little about journalism. But one of the things that I remember was, and this is an old adage, and I think it came from William Randolph Hearst or something like that. There's a quote from him. Don't quote me on that because I'm not sure of who to attribute it to exactly. I think it was him. And the quote was, if it bleeds, it leads. Oh, okay? Yeah. And so if you turn on the news at night, or you read the headlines in the paper, if you still read a paper, but especially on the local news, all right, the first 10 minutes, if not more, are all about bad things that happen during the day, right?
Right.
So it's not the feel good Ron Burgundy podcast about the squirrel that water skis, right? It's someone was shot. There's 200 more cases of COVID, and the stock market was down 10% today. Okay, it's all things designed to get you to worry. So my suggestion is, I think this is what Matt's trying to say, is turn it off. Mm. Turn it off. Because half the news, and I'm not a fake news person, but half the stuff that we see on social media is made up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I check out, I scroll my wall and stuff, or I look at the Instagram, whatever it is, every once in a while, but I just scroll through. Because 9 times out of 10, it's an article that someone forwarded that has no relevance to my life.
Yeah.
But it's still that need to be connected, sure, that we're addicted to.
Well, and you can be somewhat connected without dwelling on every word that comes from some of these media outlets.
Just turn it off. Yeah. I you know, people have a tendency to do this, especially, you know, if they've got time on their hands. And, you know, when it comes to your savings and investments and things, it can be really tempting to sit there and stare at Bloomberg News or CNBC and watch the tickers all day long. Hmm. Oh, I mean, for us in this business, if we did that, I would not be able to make it. I mean, there are certain things that are always tried and true, and they don't ever change, and that is the biblical wisdom that's in the Bible. And we don't need to worry about whatever talking head on CNBC says about money. Just turn it off.
Yep. All right, let's talk about another don't. Number four, don't cut your giving. You know, when things get tight, as we talked about a few minutes ago, we should all examine kind of where our money's going, find out where we're spending it, and look for places to cut when things, you know, get a little bit tighter. But when you set out your financial plan from the beginning, you know what portion you're giving. You know what part you're donating, the money you're giving towards good causes. And sometimes this is the first place people tend to go when they pull back their money. But we just want to encourage you, stay faithful with that. Look for the opportunities to be generous. Look for the opportunities to give. And giving may even look different with all that's going on right now. You may find a cause or a source or an organization that you know, your community may really benefit from. And if that's the place, yes, take care of your obligations, but don't cut back on your giving as a first-ranked problem solver.
So Matt, I'm going to say something really radical here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so we may have to edit this out of the podcast. But you're wanting to trust God with your finances. You're wanting to trust and be a good steward for your finances. And too often people, the very first move that people say is when it comes to giving, okay, God, I know that you've guided me through this whole process and stuff, but now it's getting real. I've got it from here. This is what you're saying when you cut your giving or eliminate it.
And take it out of God's hands and put it into my own.
Put it in my own hands. Okay? So that may be really radical, and we may go back and cut this in the podcast. No one will hear it. But the reality is that's what we're saying to God, that's okay. And you may have to make some tough choices. But it's not about the amount that you're giving. Okay, it's about the act of giving, and for some of us, it may be out of obedience. I remember when my wife and I decided to tithe. We were broke many, many years ago. We were broke, and my wife handled the finances, and I was outside. We were living in Northern Virginia. My wife was handling the finances, and she had just gotten a new job. We're excited about that, and we said, we really want to make sure we start giving and tithing for us. And she came out and said, okay, well, if we tithe, you know, we got paid every 2 weeks, and she did the budget at the beginning of the two-week period. If we tithe, we can do it, but we'll only have $42 left, and still haven't gone to the grocery store this week. Now, you can make $42 last, though, pretty long time on ramen noodles and
white rice
and pinto beans, but it wasn't really a whole lot because we knew we'd have other expenses too, right? And you know, I said, yes, we're gonna do it. I feel really called to do this. And later that week, we got a check in the mail for $300 from the Commonwealth of Virginia because we had overpaid on our car tax. They tax everything out there. So we overpay our car tax, and it's not to say that, oh, you know, if you just send the money in, that God will bless you with 10 times more. That's not the point. The point was that I felt that that act of obedience, God was just telling me, it's like, it's okay. You're going to be okay. I got this. So remember, don't let giving be the first thing that you cut, because we must continue with that act of worship and glorifying God.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Next thing to not do is do not deviate from your long-term plan. If you do have a long-term financial plan, you need to look at it. You need to evaluate it. There was a reason that it was put into place from the beginning. And just because something is happening around you and maybe causing a little bit of fear, we don't want to overreact and immediately start changing things. Hopefully when this plan was put into place, it was prayerfully considered, and that you are honoring God by sticking to that. So remember, we're trusting God through this. We're not trusting our financial plan. We're trusting God to carry us through that because we sought Him to put this financial plan together as we, you know, looked at our values and looked at our plan, looked at our goals. There's a reason why all of that is in place. And ask yourself, is this an opportunity to demonstrate our faith and trust in God by sticking to that plan? And when we're talking about plan, we're talking about everything. We just talked about giving. What part of what portion of that long-term financial plan was your giving? Hopefully, it was either percentage or a dollar amount or a purpose, or there's some sort of specificity to that. But don't start deviating from what you set into goal, set into place. Your goals didn't change. Your circumstances did. So it comes back to controlling what you can control and sticking to the things that you can stick to.
And if you don't have a long-term plan, please call us today.
Absolutely.
Everyone needs a financial plan.
Yep. You don't want to be wandering in the wilderness, not knowing what to do and why to do it. Let us help you.
So what about the next one,
Matt? Next one, do not hide from your creditors. Uh-oh, what does that mean? That sounds like a scary word. We all have debt through our lives, no matter what part of life we are, whether it's early career, whether it's maybe we're still paying on our vehicles, whatever that is. Keep an open dialogue with your credits. If you're having those challenges paying your expenses, be humble about it, be honorable about it, be honest about it, and be forthright. If there's an issue and that's the place that you are going to make changes, just be open and honest. Don't hide. Don't freak out. Don't panic. Let the communication doors be open. And again, it's part of the process of adjustment. And then our final do not today, our seventh and final do not, is do not ignore what God may be saying to you. Through all of this thing, all the things that are surrounding us, all the things that might invoke panic and fear and things we already talked about. Spend time with God. Spend time in His presence, in His Word. Listen for that guidance and wisdom. Listen to that voice of reason and continue to put your faith and trust in Him. There's a reason that He guides us, that He protects us, that He puts a plan for us. We have daily opportunities to be salt and light into this world. Don't let that fear seize you. Look for the opportunity to be that encouragement in someone else's life, because you know what? The fear that we are thinking about, the fear that we are thinking about acting on, other people are feeling the same way. They're hearing the same message. They're seeing the same circumstances. Depend on God's strength to be a strength for someone else.
So just listen.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. He might have something to say.
Stop talking and listen.
I know that there have been many times in our life that God just wanted to get our attention. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a financial crisis is exactly what I need to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for one, but you know, we need to when there's times of stress and things, we need to lean on God, not run away from God.
And God allows us to allow some of these struggles to get our attention, and sometimes it pushes us back into a little bit more dependence on Him when we need that encouragement. So I just want to encourage you, lean on Him today. A lot of things we threw at you, and a lot of us with this uncertainty. We may stick with this theme for a few weeks and bring some more content regarding that. Hopefully this has helped during this time of the unknown, and we look forward to having you on future podcasts. Want to encourage you, visit us on our website, clearvistafinancial.com. Send us an email, info@clearvistafinancial.com. Let us know what questions we can answer for you. Maybe you have a topic or something that you're struggling with. Let us know. Maybe it'd be a topic for a future podcast. But we'd love to talk with you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Spend Life Well Show.